This is Takeoff, the podcast. Stories by students and classics. Welcome to episode 45. Today, you can listen to some sound bites coming from an interactive lecture. On Wednesday, Rudolf Anna, a second-year student, and I gave an interactive lecture in the Open Campus program at the University of Page at the Faculty of Humanities to high school students. We also had a special guest, Carter Laszlo, who spent last semester in Amsterdam, and he spoke to the students about his stay there. And Lassie had his voice recorder with him, and that's how you can now listen to some parts of the lecture on reading and writing skills in English.
So, hello everyone. This is an open lecture for you high school students. Me and Joe would like to introduce you HISA class on English studies for us, especially the reading and writing course. My name is Anna Rudolf, or Rudolf Anna. I'm a second year student here. I'm studying English and Russian studies as minor studies.
As you might expect and imagine, she's also a star chess player, besides being a star reader and writer. And my name is Forda Kuja. So today we'll show you a little bit about what we do when we teach a class like this, or when we study in a class like reading and writing in English. We have a little handout, which we'll now distribute, and please take a look, and then we'll continue with the activity.
I would like you to have a look at the text at the bottom of the page. It's a blog entry I wrote when I was taking the reading and writing course, and maybe you should write something similar to, but it's actually up to you because at this course they encourage you to be original, to be yourself, to be creative, and not this lexical knowledge that is in the books. So I would like you to read this. I will read it out, and please follow it with your eyes, because I will have some questions at the end. Close your eyes. Walk. Feel. Experience. It's dark in here. Very dark. Find a handle. It's right there in front of you. You just need to guess at what height. You push it and enter the room. Pass your hand over the wall. It runs into something hard, made of wood, tall and wide. There are shelves in it. You can feel them. You go further, step cautiously. You bump into a table. Yes, it's obviously a table. And chairs. There are chairs as well. You touch them, so now you see them. You continue to pace carefully. The material of the floor has changed. It's different to walk on it. Harder, and you can hear the knocking of your heels. You touch the wall. It's cold. You make a few steps ahead. You stretch out your hand. Your palm perceives an object. Smooth down your hand on it. A cooker. And there's a cupboard nearby. A tap. You feel it's a tap. Look for a glass. Not so easy if you don't remember where you put it. You find it. Now try to pour some water into it. Reach out for the tap. Empty space. Empty space. Finally something. You feel the metal tube of the tape. Now you only need to drag your palm further and open it. Got it. You move further gingerly with the glass of water in your hand. Again, there's a door in front of you. You go through it. Soft breeze touches your face. It brings you the scent of spring flowers. Pretty warm weather. You can feel it on your skin. Hear the birds singing. What a beautiful day. Just it's dark out here. Still dark. Very dark. When you read or heard these texts, I would like you to tell me, what do you think, who is the person talking? Who is this story about? Any idea? I don't want you to guess what I thought about it. A blind person? Is it a man or woman or young girl or old man? Or is it sure at all that it's a blind person? Are you sure of that? No?
I think it's someone walking in the dark and he's listening to other people's orders to go somewhere and find the
thing. That's an interesting idea. Anybody else? So we have a blind person or a person in the darkness, yes? Yes, you're right.
So you said that it's not a blind person because it begins to close your eyes. And why would a blind person close his or her eyes? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. But the feeling that you had, is like a blind person's, or is it like a person who can see but it's in complete darkness? Pardon?
The second one.
It's interesting because it's actually when you ask who this person is about, could be many different persons, because the close your eyes could be the person that listens to it, who reads it. But when you close your eyes, you can't read it longer. Right?
That's
or can you? When you close your eyes, can you read? Sorry? Right. Blind people who are visually impaired, can read by touching.
And where do you think that it does take place? So where is the story placed in a garden, in the forest, in a house, in an apartment? Yeah.
So you in think the forest with taps.
Maybe. And what is the point of the story? What is going on in the story? He gets a drink.
Someone
drink and
get something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, that's true. It really happens in it.
Maybe it's people light and someone who is sleeping but thirsty and
like drink wants to drink well. Yeah, it's all great. I think it's very nice to see that what I thought is only my version, but you can make up many versions of it. Can be a different person, it can be a different place, it can be a different goal. So it's actually up to you what you think about it and how you want to interpret the story.
And of course you will not tell us what you have in mind.
I'm not telling you.
You've been listening to episode 45 of Takeoff, the podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. The recording was made by Kartali Laszlo. And before I sign off, let me recommend to you another podcast by some friends in the US.
Do you remember when the Rubik's Cube was the toy of choice? When Reaganomics saved the world, Tang was everyone's favorite drink. Do you remember when wrestlers were cool? If so, you should check out the Obscure 80s show over at www.obscure80s.com. Join the Wrecking Crew each week as they wax all nostalgic about the best decade ever, the 80s. Check them out on the web and remember to always stay awesome.
And until next time, take care.